Hello, this is Sky. I'll be here with you until sleep. You don't need to listen closely. You can drift off whenever you like. There's nothing to get right tonight. For now, just let yourself be held by the sound of my voice. Let's begin. There's something comforting about returning to the same place night after night. The body relaxes a little quicker when it recognizes where it is or who it is with. You've been here before, even if this is your first time listening. For those of you who like returning to the same place at night, there's a membership with ad-free listening and a few longer episodes to rest with. It's there if and when you want it. The link is in the description. The night doesn't ask anything from you. It doesn't need a performance. You can arrive exactly as you are. If today felt unfinished, whatever is left over can wait. Perhaps there is a light somewhere outside. Or maybe it's very dark. Either way, this place stays the same. I'm here with you. And now, dear ones, I invite you to settle in and get ready for sleep, making your way to the place that you sleep. Whether that's your bed or a couch or a chair, perhaps you'll turn off the light. Arrange the pillows and the cushions. Move the blankets around if you need to, so that everything is just right. Cozy and warm and relaxing. Perhaps it might feel nice to shift your body just a little bit. If you need to, so that you're just a tiny bit more comfortable. Begin to start noticing your body. That beautiful body. That may have been doing things today. Perhaps the body and your whole self have been working in some kind of way. Or perhaps it was a rest day. Maybe you were outside a lot today. Or perhaps inside. Notice your body, where you're at now, and where you were today. You might have been busy caring for other beings or working. Perhaps you talked a lot today. Or maybe your mind was very active. Whatever it is, coming back to this moment, to this place, knowing that it is now. All those things are in the past. There's nothing you need to do right now, except be here and listen to my voice. And in hearing my voice, allowing yourself to come into this present moment. And if it feels right, dear one, imagine there is a jar or a box or a bowl, a container of some kind, maybe a basket, and you take everything from today, all the things that might be swirling around in your mind, and just set them in there. Setting them all in there. If you were looking at something on the phone or the computer, or consuming some kind of media, put all that in the container as well. If your eyes aren't already closed, close them down now. Allowing yourself to come back to this moment, hearing my voice, and I'm right here with you, beside you, with whatever is going on for you right now. There's no judgment, no analyzing, no fixing. There's nothing but now. And I'm here as your gentle companion. Here with you. There's no obligation for you to do anything, to be anyone, to solve anything. Nothing to do but be here, allowing your body to settle, to become heavy, to embrace the support of the bed, the couch, or the chair underneath you, completely sensing into that support. Sometimes nights can feel long or lonely, and that's okay. Sometimes it can be hard to settle. That's okay too. But know that this bed is supporting you. Sometimes it can feel like the support you need is not there, and we forget that there's all different kinds of support. And right now, I invite you to imagine that I am here supporting you alongside the bed, accepting you just as you are, just as you are. It's okay. And maybe it's not okay. Sometimes there is a sense that it is not okay. And that is okay too. Wherever you're at, is okay. This moment is here. Again. Now. And another one. And another one. And another one. And another one. In each moment, the present moment, the present, the gift. We get to choose how we want to be in that moment. And now, dear one, I invite you to choose ease I invite you to choose to put everything in that container, knowing that you can always pick it up later. It's okay to let it go, to put it in there. You can even keep the container right beside you. I invite you, dear one, to choose ease and peace, knowing that it's always your choice. And whatever you choose is okay. Remembering this bed, supporting you, holding you, holding your whole body. Your whole body. Your head and your arms, your legs, your back, your hands, your feet, your whole body, holding your fingers and your toes and your hair, your whole body held, supported. Nothing you need to do. Nowhere you need to be. Held, supported, choosing ease. I'd like to tell you now about a walk I went on. It was such a beautiful walk after a very long time of lots of rain. I went for a walk through the levels, through the meadows, and I saw so many wonderful things. But I'll start at the beginning. Now, this walk, I drove a little bit first to get to the place that I wanted to start the walk. And I'm happy to report that it was a sunny day. It had been so cloudy recently and gray. The sun was dazzling in my eyes, It was very bright. And I was glad that I remembered my sunglasses. I slipped them out of the pouch and put them on my face with immediate relief. And while I really wanted the sunshine to get into my eyes, the glasses were welcome. So I didn't have to squint so much. After putting on my backpack, making sure I had some water and a snack, I locked the car, put the keys in my bag, and started walking toward the path. The path was very muddy, but I didn't care because I was glad to be out. On a sunny day, I began walking and noticed new buds on the plants. The plants that had been naked and leafless were now showing tiny buds, and some had little leaves starting to form. I was amazed and could hardly believe my eyes, because it seems quite early for this to be happening in the Northern Hemisphere. There is still a little bit more winter time left. Still a few weeks to go. And here were the signs of spring already. I continued walking along. I noticed more snowdrops and daffodils fully flowering now. Their bright yellow faces shining in the sun. Some a solid yellow, some yellow and white. I lifted my glasses so that their brightness could get into my eyes. And I felt a joy filling my heart. And at the thought of an early spring. I stopped walking to look at them. All along the path, in a row, so many of these daffodils. And then I noticed that there was a lot more birds singing, too. The birds chirping loudly. I could see them fluttering by between the bushes. There is still some bareness in the bushes and the hedges. So I could see the little birds fluttering about. It's a special treat because later in the year, when all the leaves fill in, the birds will be hidden. I continued walking, listening to their sound and enjoying what appeared to be an early spring. As I walked along, going a little bit higher, I looked off to the left and saw a field with sheep. A wide open field full of many sheep. And I could not hardly believe what I was seeing. There were already little baby lambs. It was such a joyful sight to see the mothers and babies on this sunny day. I noticed a gate with public access, so I decided to go through the field with the sheep. I slowly opened the gate, walked through, and then closed it, making sure to keep a little distance from the sheep to give them their space. It's such fun to be with them. And I notice there are still some pregnant mothers and some have already birthed their babies. Little tiny babies. and I'm so tempted to scoop one up and give it a cuddle. The sheep are white with black legs and black faces. And the babies are mostly all black. There's a few that are white and black. These babies are so newly born. They mainly stayed by their mothers, resting in the sunshine. And I hope that the rain will ease off a little, so they have a dry place to lay down. But I know these sheep. They're very hardy. They live through all the weathers. And year after year, the babies are born and grow up in these weathers into strong, hardy sheep. As I carry on walking, I go up over a hill and make it to the top. Usually the sheep run away, but just now they're thinking about their babies, and they don't go far. But I don't get too close either. I want them to trust me. The view from the top of the hill is open and vast. I can see all around me. I walk in a circle and notice what's close to me. The grass, the sheep. A little further away, the fence and some hedges, some trees. And off in the distance, more than some houses. And much further in the distance, I can see the water of the sea, shimmering on this clear, sunny day. Slowly, I turned in every direction, seeing what I could see, breathing in the fresh, crisp air. Because it technically is still winter. the mild, sunny day. Blue sky above me. And the beautiful sheep around me. The warmth of the hill. I took off my gloves and put them in my pocket. And I felt the fresh air on my hands. I love sensing the fresh air on my skin. After being togged up for many months with the cold, and I carry on walking, going down the other side of the hill, I saw more sheep and more little lambs. I could see up ahead the next gate that I needed to go through. And as I got closer, I noticed a sheep on the right, making a lot of noise. So I took a wider path around her. And then, right before my very eyes, I realized that she was about to birth a little lamb. Excitement filled me as I realized I was going to witness a new life being born. Standing well away, but close enough to see, I didn't have to wait long when out came a beautiful little lamb. And the mother sheep, she was a good mother. She turned round and bit off the placenta and the amniotic sac. And she started to lick the baby. And the little baby let out the sweetest little noise, greeting its mother and greeting the world. I watched the scene for a little while longer, marveling at the amazingness of what I just witnessed. And I'm so thankful that I happened to be passing by in that moment, that I could witness the miraculous event. The little baby knew exactly what to do. It started to suckle its mother. And I knew everything was going to be okay. Very gently and tenderly, I walked around the new little family toward the gate. Very quietly, opening it and closing it. And when I was in the next field, I saw more sheep and more little lambs. I carried on walking through the grass, through a low patch that was a bit boggy. I jumped over the wet bits as best I could, going round the puddles and through the next gate, which came out on a path overgrown with trees covered in ivy, and on either side more fields with more sheep. And here I noticed mud on my shoes. And I carried on walking. At the end of the path, it came out near a house. There's a public footpath going around the edge of the land where the house was. And there I saw another treat. Many purple and white crocuses flowering beneath some trees. And I am astounded at their bright color. These little faces looking up at the sun. As I walked around them, I met so many. And again, I can barely believe how early everything is flowering. And I'm also very glad to meet them, to see them while they're here for such a short time. I continued walking along through another field, hoping that this path will continue in a big loop. And it does. I know it does, because I've walked here before. And around I go, It's starting to turn to dusk now. And I noticed starlings up above. A big flock of them flew by, getting ready to land in some trees where they will rest for the night. And I watch them fly in their tight group and how they do that thing where they all shift direction all at the same time. And I'm so glad that I decided to go out for a walk today, to get to witness all these things I saw. The flowers, the sheep, the birth, the starlings, the buds, and the new leaves. As I continue the walk back toward the car, I took off my sunglasses as the sun was setting. The sunshine not in my eyes anymore. And I made my way back toward the car. When I finally got there, I fished out the keys from my bag and unlocked the car. I took off my shoes and put them on a mat in the back. I made my way to the driver's seat and got ready to go. And that is what happened on my walk. You don't need to stay awake anymore. You don't need to hold on to anything. I'll stay until sleep comes. You can drift now. I'm here. And now, if you're already asleep, keep resting. If you're still awake, that's okay too. You can let this episode play again or move on to the next one. I'll be right here. Good night.